This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri lawmakers gave final approval to Right to Work Thursday, capping off a long battle between organized labor and business-friendly legislators. Now that the policy war is coming to an end, unions are bracing for a big change. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how labor groups plan to respond.
Missouri resisted for decades, joining close to 30 other states in implementing Right to Work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. But that seemingly endless fight pretty much came to an end last November at the Chase Park Plaza in St. Louis, when Chris Koster uttered these words before a morose crowd of his fellow Democrats. Right to Work essentially became a done deal.
Missouri has chosen new leadership at the helm of state government, and I want to be among the first to congratulate Eric Greitens on his victory.
The stakes in last year's gubernatorial election were crystal clear. Greitens, the Republican nominee, promised to sign Right to Work, and the General Assembly did their part when legislators like Representative Holly Rader of Sikeston sent Right to Work legislation to the governor's desk.
Down in the Boot Hill where I live, we miss jobs every year. We miss businesses every year because of not being Right to Work and being right there on that corner with Tennessee, Arkansas. Now Kentucky has passed it. And so I'm excited that we might see some economic development in our area.
Organized labor leaders disagree with Rader, contending that Right to Work leads to lower wages and an unclear impact on economic growth. But there's little debate that the policy will deliver seismic change. If workers don't have to pay dues, unions will likely have less money, and that could place labor groups at a weakened position, especially when it comes to unionizing workplaces or furthering political activity. This stark future presents labor leaders with a choice. Do they continue to fight against Right to Work at the ballot box or adapt to a new reality? For Wes Epperson, the choice is easy. He's a retired Teamster who lives in Independence, and he supports a union-backed ballot initiative that would effectively ban Right to Work in Missouri.
Well, the guy benefits from what the union's done, the contracts they've negotiated, including wages, vacation, days off, funeral leave, all these type of things that people enjoy. Then I don't think it's too much to ask for those people to pay union dues.
There's no guarantee a ballot initiative will get the necessary signatures or find favor in a state where union membership declined by 60,000 people from 2005 to 2015. Washington University sociology professor Jake Rosenfeld wrote a book on the effect of declining unions on the economy. He's not bullish about a ballot initiative succeeding, adding that passage of Right to Work is often a lagging indicator of labor's shrinking power.
I would remain pretty pessimistic on this score. I think for unions in Missouri and other states that look like they're going to tip shortly, the best strategy would be preparing for a Right to Work context.
Rosenfeld says that labor has maintained their relevance in Right to Work states. In Nevada, for instance, unions are still quite powerful, primarily because workers see them as indispensable. Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh is a retired member of the St. Louis branch of the Heat and Frost Insulators and Allied Workers. When Right to Work takes effect, the Belle Fountain Neighbors Democrat doesn't believe lots of workers will stop paying dues.
There's all kinds of benefits. I could go on and on and on. You know, if it wasn't beneficial to the members, they wouldn't be joining and they wouldn't stay in.
Since the bill headed to Greitens' desk does not affect existing union contracts, it may be a while before the full impact of Right to Work becomes clear. But if the policy sticks in Missouri, the challenge ahead for labor is to keep members happy enough to pay dues. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.